各位好朋友，新年平安。
Brothers and sisters, new friends, Happy New Year to you all.
欢迎大家在2019年的第一个主日来到敬拜这位创天造地的神。
Welcome everybody to worship God together in the first Sunday of 2019.
第一个主日见到弟兄姊妹是不是很开心呢？
Aren't we happy to see brothers and sisters in the first Sunday of 2019?
我樣唔係好開心咁啊！
You don't look very happy.
嗱，我哋 let's greet each other with the Chinese style. 我哋鞠鞠手啊，新年平安，身體健康，好唔好啊？隔離一個。
Let's greet one another.
Yeah. I hope that we can keep this joyful spirit in the beginning of the year to the end. 盼望咧，我哋一同咧用一個歡喜快樂嘅心，從年頭到年尾。都開心快樂地來到敬畏主。問下大家，在2018年呢，已經成為你和我的人生的歷史。
So 2018 is now behind us.
咁啊，如果問大家過往一年裏面呢，你哋係滿唔滿意呢？咁
Were you happy with 2018?
咁啊，從一做到十，一就係非常失敗唔滿意，五就係麻麻地滿意，十就係非常滿意。
On a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is I did terrible and 10 is I'm very happy with 2018.
在教會不要講大話，很 honest 的問大家。
We don't lie in church.
大家是5以下的，即是都不是很滿意的，麻麻地的，甚至乎很失敗的，舉舉手。
If you're 10 or below, raise your hand.
5 and below.
5 and below.
You are not really satisfied. You say, oh, I'm really fail, you know, I don't like it, 2, 1, 8. Okay. 都滿意啊。
Okay. Everybody's happy.
5至到10嘅舉個手。
5 and above.
感謝主要俾掌聲你哋好嗎？
Thank God.
我就問剛才舉手嗰啲呢，你覺得喺2019年你哋仲有冇啲進步空間呢？
So for those who raised your hand, which is pretty much everybody, do you think you have space for improvement in 2019?
如果你覺得都需要有進步空間的，拍手掌。
If you feel you have space for improvement, clap your hands.
沒錯，我們每一個人都有進步空間的。
Yes, everybody has room for improvement.
就讓我們從神的話語成為我們進步的空間。
Let God's word become our room for improvement in 2019.
箴言書三章五至六節這樣說，你要專心依賴耶和華，不可依靠自己的聰明，在你所行的事上都要認定他，他必指引你的路。
The Bible tells us we should rely on God and not rely on ourselves, and God will guide our path and every step of the way.
同唔同意啊？
Do you agree?
Agree. Okay, let us read this together. 咦，去咗呢度嘅点解？哦，呢度啊嘛，系嘛？你帮我揿啊？你咁叻嘅，你知道我心意。嗱，我哋睇睇呢段经文咧，让我哋睇下咧，将嗰个嘅你字改成我字 ，my。Read it together, 好嗎？
Let's read this together, but instead of saying you, let's say my.
Okay, let's read it together. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Trust in the Lord with all my heart, and learn not on my own understanding. In all my ways, submit to him, and he will make my path straight. 讓我們每一個人開始的時候都認定仰望耶和華，仰望這位為我們創建成中的神，好嗎？
Let us in the beginning of the year, we recognize God is the one who is going to lead us.
Okay, let's pray.
Let us pray.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beginning of the 2019. We have so privileged we can worship you together. 天父就求主的灵在我们当中，让我们每一个人都愿意专心的仰望你，让我们来到新的年，从年头一直在我们人生里面，我们都是不靠我们的聪明，是靠主你自己。求主开我们的眼，开我们的心，开我们的耳朵，让我们一同来聆听你的话语。奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。
Amen。
在嚟紧一月三月咧，同大家帮助大家嚟到明白神更加多咧，分享一个主题，就是神迹背后嗰个嘅神。
So in January to March of 2019, we're going to focus on the miracles behind the revelation。
我哋知道圣经里边咧有好多不同嘅神迹。
We know there are many signs and many miracles in the Bible.
这些神迹能够彰显到神自己的权能，也都让我们有一个敬畏的心。
The miracles show the authority of God, but also help us have a worshipping heart.
从过红海的神迹，我们知道人生的绝路神会开路。
In the miracle of crossing of the Red Sea, we see that when everything looks desperate, when everything looks dark, God will show us the way.
从耶稣基督医好盲人的神迹里面，我们知道耶稣能够叫人生有光明。
In the miracle where Jesus healed the blind person, we know that God is light.
从狮子坑里面的但以理，我们知道神是搭救那些敬虔他的人。
In the miracle of Daniel, where he was saved from the lion's den, we know that God saved those who are faithful to him.
从耶稣基督叫拉撒路死人复活的时候，我们知道耶稣是掌管生死的主。
In the miracle where Jesus raised Lazarus from the death, we know that Jesus is the king of life and death.
从耶利哥城这个的战役里面，我们知道得胜的不在乎多少军队，是在乎你信不信服神的话语。
In the miracle of Jericho, we know that winning does not depend on how much power or how many troops we have, but it depends on God's words.
从耶稣基督将那个被鬼附的加拉森那个人的身上讲出污鬼，我们知道原来人世间是有属灵的征战。
And when Jesus exercised the ghost from the demon-possessed person, we know that Jesus is the king and he controls all spiritual worlds and our world.
我盼望大家看圣经的时候呢，你除了知道神的伟大呢，你就明白这些伟大的神迹背后对我们人生有什么启发。
So when we read the Bible, I hope that not only we know that God is powerful, but we also understand the God who is behind all these miracles better.
今天跟大家分享的是耶稣医好大麻风人的神迹。
Today we're going to talk about how Jesus heals 10 men with leprosy.
麻风病呢，在当时的社会来讲呢，是一种人见人怕，个个见到都会弹开的一种的病。
In those days, leprosy was a disease that if you have it, everybody will be afraid of you.
基本上你患了大麻风呢，你就断六亲，你没有了社交，没有了朋友，是十分孤单。
In those days, if you had leprosy, you are basically cut off from all your relatives, all your friends, and cut off from the society. You are a very lonely person.
麻风病人的命运除了等候死亡之后，是没有什么希望的。
The fate of a leper, other than waiting for death, there's no other hope.
在这么多的大麻风病人里面，其中有十个。
So among all these lepers in those days, there were 10 of them.
他生命遇见了耶稣。
And they met Jesus.
今天我们未必是患大麻风病。
Today we may not have leprosy.
但是可能我们生命里面有一些的思想，一些的行为，让我们跟神隔离了。
But there may be things in our life, maybe our thinkings, maybe our behavior that keep us away from God.
或者同人的关系疏离。
Maybe it keep us from having a better relationship with other people.
可能是我们的脾气。
It may be our attitude.
可能是我们的性格。
It may be our personality.
可能是我们的背景。
It may be our background.
但今天我们有机会见耶稣的时候。
But today when we have a chance to meet Jesus.
我们有希望。
We have hope.
我们看看这个记载是怎样。
Let's read the Bible.
呢度讲到有一次耶稣去耶路撒冷嘅时候咧，经过又去咗个村子，就遇见咗十个患大麻风嘅人。
So the Bible tells us that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem and going through a village, he met 10 people with leprosy.
呢十个人见到耶稣嘅时候咧，我相信佢哋都风闻耶稣系能够医病嘅。
These 10 people, they must have heard that Jesus has the power to heal.
所以他们十个一起大声叫，耶稣啊，医我啦，耶稣啊，可怜我啦。
So when they knew Jesus was near, they shouted loudly, Jesus have mercy on us, Jesus heal us.
我相信他们是出自真心的。
I believe it comes from their heart.
他们是很愿意得着医治的。
They were very willing to be healed.
无论他是犹太人或者是外邦人。
It doesn't matter if they were Jewish or if they were not Jewish.
跟着耶稣很简单很清楚就跟我们说，你们把身体给祭司看，他们就去的时候就洁净了。
And Jesus very clearly told them, go and let the priest see you. And when they were going, they were made clean.
似乎在这个的一句话里面，耶稣是不计较你是什么背景的人。
It seems like as Jesus said that, when he said this sentence, it didn't really care the background of these lepers.
犹太人又好，撒玛利亚人又好。
It didn't matter if they were Samaritans or if they were Jewish.
你来自五湖四海又好，黑社会又好，或者破碎家庭都好。
It didn't matter they came from broken family or if they were professionals.
耶稣对我们是一样的。
Jesus treat everyone the same.
你不会因为 生得似刘德华，耶稣特别可怜你。
Jesus wouldn't have extra passion for you just because you look like a celebrity.
Tom Cruise 也可以。
Tom Cruise, okay.
然之后他们一去，就好翻啦。And
as they while they were going, they were healed.
咁咧就赞美神。And
they worship God.
咁咧跟住圣经就话咧。 潔淨的不是有十個咩？點解得九個？嗰九個去咗邊咧？點解點解一個外邦人翻翻嚟多謝我咧？
But here Jesus said, "Were there not 10 people who were healed? How come? Where's the other 9? Because only one person came back to thank Jesus."
嗱喺呢個咁嘅好簡單嘅神蹟背後，我哋有咩啟發咧？
So what's the story? What's the revelation behind this simple miracle?
最大限度有三個睇法。And
there are at least 3 revelations.
有三個對我哋人生嘅啟示。
Three signs that we need to take.
我哋要明白知道神嘅恩典。
The first one is we must realize the grace from God.
第十四節嗰度話咧，佢哋耶穌話：你哋俾祭司去睇下身體啦。佢哋行行下嘅時候，嗱，真好神蹟喎嚇！本來成身都好出曬龍噶嘛，係嘛？有冇見過麻風病啊？未見過啊？OK，都好少見嘅呢度。 咁你一到去嘅時候咧，一路咁樣去，嗰啲龍啊、啲血啊，慢慢冇咗喎。
So in verse 14, it very clearly tells us that as after Jesus has told them to go to the priest, while they were still going, they were made clean already. They were healed as they were walking away.
即是話佢哋唔使見個祭司都好翻㗎。Which
means before they saw the priest, they were already healed.
不過見祭司咧，係當時咧係一種叫做 被認可。 即係話，你唔係麻風病啦，係咁樣嘅驗證嘅啫。To
see the priest was simply to get them validated and readmitted into the society, but it wasn't part of the healing.
我唔知大家信咗耶穌之後，你知唔知道自己生命有改變？So
I'm going to ask you, after you have met Jesus, do you recognize the changes in your life?
聖經常常都話，信耶穌嘅人咧係一個從舊人穿上新人。
The Bible tells us that as we know Jesus, we go from being the old self to the new self.
你信耶稣嗰一刻咧，你基本上你可能着嘅衫一样，生活一样，你嘅心里边应该有改变。
So from the moment we accept Jesus, even though we may be wearing the same clothes and we may look the same on the outside, in our hearts there should be a change.
有啲朋友同我讲，佢信耶稣之后咧，突然间发觉自己好粗口。
Some people tell me that after they have accepted Jesus, all of a sudden they realize that they had a foul mouth.
平時佢講好粗口，佢自己唔覺嘅喎。
The language that they use, they did not recognize that.
但係信耶穌之後，你知，哎呀，唔係咁好喎。But
as soon as they accept Jesus, they realize, oh, this is no good. I shouldn't be using this kind of language.
我最近睇下毛啟賢，大家知毛啟賢邊個啦？嚇嘅見證咧，佢就話佢信耶穌之後咧，發覺原來食煙咧好腥嘅，佢食咗30幾年煙。
So I recently was watching the testimony of a singer in Hong Kong, and in the testimony he said that he has been smoking for 30 some years, but as soon as he accepted Jesus, he all of a sudden recognized the smoking has left a really bad taste in his mouth, and he never had that feeling before, but now he just realized that, oh, I don't like this taste.
你信耶穌之後，可能你以前好驕傲，但係你而家發覺自己，哎呀，我講嘢唔好咁串喎。
After you accept Jesus, you may feel that, oh, you know, I have been a very proud person all my life. I should change my attitude.
我想問下在座當中咧，你有冇感覺到你嘅生命有冇改變？
I'm going to ask you, have you noticed the change in your life?
你未必次次都係即係活出新人，間中都翻翻舊人度嘅，但係你知道有改變嘅，有嘅舉舉手。
You may not feel the new person in you every single second of your life, but there are times you have felt the new person in you. And if you have, raise your hand.
各位弟兄姊妹，这个就是你要知道耶稣在我们生命上的改变，是一点一滴，让我们慢慢地来穿去新人，脱去旧人。And
brothers and sisters, this is why we need to realize God's grace, that we bit by bit lose the old self but change into the new self.
在日本有一个火车站，这个火车站有一个铜像非常特别又好温馨。
In Japan, in Tokyo, near the Shibuya, train station, there is a statue.
咁咧係有個中年男人同埋一隻狗咧，一個好友情嘅一個嘅銅像雕刻。It's
a fact about a middle-aged man and his dog.
咁其實呢件咧係個真人真事咧，大概係發生喺1924年嘅時候。It's
a true story that happened in around 1924.
有一個大學嘅教授咧，有一次收工嘅時候咧。 就在火車站裡面遇見了一隻流浪狗。
So this professor at the university, one day after he got off from work, he met a dog.
這個狗的名字很容易記的, Hachi, 叫Hachi。
And this stray dog that he met, he named him Hachi.
當時的狗是歲零兩歲。
And the dog was about maybe 1 or 2 years old.
在家裡面冷騰騰。
The dog was cold and he was basically abandoned.
其實是一個小孩子來的。
It's basically a little puppy.
這個教授拿了回家養。
And the professor brought the dog home.
這隻狗知道這個教授對他的恩典。
And the dog recognized the grace from this professor.
當然都跟這個教授有親密的關係。
And he built an intimate relationship with this professor.
但這隻狗每一天就會走去火車站接這個教授來到放工。
So every day when the professor goes to the train station to go to work, the dog goes with him and stays there until he comes back from work.
每一天都是這樣做。
And he does it every day.
風雨不改。
And it doesn't change even if it's rain or snow.
我們有沒有每一天等老婆下班啊?
Do we wait for our wife every day at home?
有沒有每一天等老爸下班啊?
Do we wait for our dad at home?
我們都沒有那麼favor啊。
Oh, we don't do that.
大概兩年多之後,
so after about 2 years,
突然間有一天教授就在火車沒有下車。
So one day, the professor didn't get off the train.
那隻狗很失望,回家。
The dog was very disappointed and he went home.
第二天再回來。
And the dog went back to the train station the day after.
教授又沒有回來。
But the professor didn't come.
原來這個教授就在他工作的場所裡面呢, 心臟病過身。
So what happened was this professor had a heart attack while he was at school and he passed away at school.
這隻狗不知道。
But the dog didn't know that.
雖然那些人跟他說,那些家人跟他說,不會回來的,你主人。 但這隻狗每一天這樣做,足足做了9年的時間。
Even though the family of the professor kept telling the dog, the professor has passed away, he's not going to come home, but the dog didn't know it. So the dog kept waiting at the train station for 9 years.
其實這個真人真事拍了一套電影的, Richard Gere做的。
So this actually was made into a movie by Richard Gere.
等了9年之後,這隻狗最後都要離開這個世界了。
So after 9 years, the dog eventually passed away as well.
日本人就覺得這隻狗呢, 是一個差不多是一個精神的代表。
Japanese people were really appreciative of how loyal this dog was.
這隻狗所以過了身這麼多年但仍然被人紀念是因為它忠心等候忠心它的主人。
So after even all these years, the dog, they set up a statue at the train station and they recognized this dog for his faithfulness.
這隻狗之所以這麼忠心因為它知道曾經它流浪過。
The dog was loyal and faithful because he knew he once was a stray.
他回到一個溫暖的家庭,是因為這個主人的恩典。
But he had a warm home because of this grace from this professor.
各位弟兄姊妹,今天我們2019年一起來敬拜神。
Brothers and sisters, as we worship God today in 2019,
這是神的恩典。
This is grace from God.
不認識主的人,不會學我們這樣來到用時間, 用我們的才華侍奉神跟隨神。
Those who don't know God would not be worshipping God, would not be using our gift to worship God.
這個知道神的恩典就讓我們有一個等候主回來的心。
So knowing God's grace give us a heart to wait on for God.
2019年開始, 接著就到2020年, 或者2021年。
So after 2019, this is going to be 2020, 2021.
但在這個年日裡面, 我們有一個的心就是主很快會回來。
But as time passes by, we should have a heart and we should have a realization that Jesus is coming back.
就讓我們用一個知恩的心情來等候這位曾經拯救我們的耶穌基督第二次回來。
Let us look forward to Jesus' second coming with a recognition, with a realization of God's grace.
而教會也希望能夠幫助大家做一個警醒的基督徒。
And PGC would like to help all of us to be a Christian who is aware.
我們有三樣東西,很想你在2019年開始來到參與,成為你屬靈的幫助。
There are three things we would like to help you with in 2019 so that we can grow spiritually.
第一就是當然我們的主學啦。
The first one is our Sunday school.
我們今天有主學的開學禮。
So we had an orientation of Sunday school program today.
我們有不同的課程,國語、粵語都有。
We have different courses. We have Chinese, we have English, we have Mandarin.
當然有一班適合你。
There must be a class for you.
所以我們來到教會,除了帶小朋友來到兒童部之外呢,
So when we come to church, other than just bringing our kids to PGC,
我希望你都能夠帶你的心去到神的話語裡。
I hope we can also bring our heart to welcome God's words.
第二咧，我哋多谢 Pastor Ken 咧啊一段时间帮我哋嚟到不断嘅嚟到改组呢个嘅260嘅灵修。
The second thing is thanks to Pastor Ken and his initiative of the 260 devotion program.
有边个用 Android 机嘅 Samsung 嘅？总之 Android 机举举手。
Who here uses Android phone？
啊！你哋好啦，你哋已经可以使用呢个260嘅修订版嘅呢个嘅 app 啦。
So you already have the new 260 devotion app on the Android platform.
如果用 Apple 机嗰啲咧，要等多一个礼拜。
If you use Apple, then you have to wait for another week or so. Hopefully.
希望 OK。咁等多两个礼拜。
Yeah, you can also switch to Android in the meantime.
咁我哋希望咧盼望大家咧教会知道大家好忙啊。咁市面上亦都不同嘅种类嘅灵修书，但你想话，我哋一齐同弟兄姊妹分享有啲共通嘅内容咧，你可以免费嘅使用呢一个嘅 app 咧，能够帮助你每日都有机会灵修。
So PGC knows that everybody has a busy life, so instead of trying to shop around for what's the best devotion app, we have prepared a devotion app for you, so that we can together as a church do devotion together.
第三就系小组啦。
The third one is cell group.
PGC C 就系 connection。生命的 connect, 灵性的 connect, 一起的支持。
So the C in PGC stands for connecting. Connecting spiritually, connecting to socially, connecting to God.
那我们呢盼望大家想想我又来到教会都差不多几个月了一段日子了只是来崇拜。会不会2019年我再跨进一步入埋小组呢咁。
So if you have been joining our worship for maybe a period of time and you feel like you're part of the PGC family, we encourage you to, in 2019, to start joining a cell as well so that you become part of our cell group family as well.
咁就我哋喺新嘅年度开始呢有少少嘅方向立定志向。咁我喺年尾嘅时候就数算主嘅恩典。
So let us set our direction and set a new year resolution in the beginning of 2019.
第二呢除咗呢隻除咗呢这个神迹背后给我们有知恩呢就是有感恩这个感恩是一个行动的。
So other than just recognizing God's grace, the second thing is we should have a thanksgiving heart, and this is not just thanksgiving, but it's thanksgiving with action.
Okay, let's read it together. 我们一起来读一下。内中有一个见自己好了就回来大声归荣耀与神。
And all of them, when he saw that he was clean, turning back,gave praise to God in a loud voice.
我哋特别睇下咧，嗱，其实咧好咗噶咯，可以翻屋企同屋企人庆祝噶咯噃。
So these lepers were already healed, and they were ready to go home and celebrate with their family.
嗰九个已经开心到咧，已经真系唔记得啲耶稣系边个噶咯。
Nine of them, they were so glad they actually forgot who Jesus was or what he did
for
them already.
哇！咁靓仔，突然间冇晒啲大麻风。
Oh look at my skin is completely healed.
即刻走翻去自己嘅朋友度。
And they will go back to their friends and family.
走翻自己亲人度。
Go back to their homes.
好开心。
And they were happy.
就一个 turning back.
But only one of them turned back to Jesus.
嗰九个唔翻嚟，唔系话佢唔多谢神嘅。
The nine that didn't come back, it didn't mean they didn't thank God.
佢都知道呢个系神帮咗佢好翻嘅。
In their mind, they recognize this is grace of God.
但系佢哋冇一个行动嚟到归荣耀感恩俾神。
But they didn't have the action to show their thanksgiving.
行动。
It's about action.
是代表我们的心。
It's coming from our heart.
我们信神除了我们的脑和我们里面之外是我们来到愿意行出来。
Believing in God is more than just a knowledge in our head, but it's also what our hands do, what our deeds are.
最近这十几年呢我每逢报道会我都鼓励嗰啲信耶稣嘅人攞个十字架嘅。
So over the past 10 plus years, I have been encouraging in EV events, whoever accept Jesus, come up and take a cross.
咁咧，我派过不同类型嘅十字架啦。
I have given out different types of crosses.
咁啊，最上嗰个咧就系银色嗰个好重嗰个，都差唔多冇晒啦。
So the one that goes way back is the silver one, the heavy silver cross.
咁啊，上次我咪派咗个猪仔彩色十字架嘅。
So the last one I handed out was kind of like a handcraft cross.
啲等住問我喺邊度買㗎
？And brother and sister asked me, where did you buy it?
我唔係買
㗎。I didn't buy it.
裏邊有個故事。
There's a story in it.
我認識一對好被神祝福嘅夫婦。
I have met a couple who have been very blessed by God.
佢係基督徒。
They are Christians.
退休之年。
They are retired.
好似加密咗一樣。
Just like Camel.
嗰度去呢度去。
And they travel from places to places.
享受人生樂趣。
They enjoying life.
一年去幾次船學。
They go on several cruises every year.
神祝福佢哋啊。
God has blessed them.
仔大咗，孫又唔使湊，應該咁享受啊。
Their kids are all grown up now, so they are very happy and they are enjoying life.
唔係犯罪噶。
There's nothing wrong with that.
但係太太就諗啦，啊，其實我哋仲咁健康咁精神。我哋可以為神做啲嘢噃。
But the wife one day started thinking, "Hey, we are still healthy and we're still energized. We can do something for God."
於是乎佢就好識做手工啊。
And she's really good with crafts.
佢翻香港咧，買咗呢啲不同類型嘅豬仔。
When she goes back to Hong Kong, she bought all these beans.
然之後佢就諗啊，點樣可以咧見到人嘅時候嚟到傳福音咧咁。
And she was thinking, "How can I use my craft, my handcraft, to help spread the gospel?"
於是乎佢就諗咗呢個咁嘅形式。
So she thought of the idea.
嗱，呢個世界本來係綠色噶，咪綠色豬仔咯。
That the world was green, and that's why she used green beets.
不過我哋人犯咗罪，所以搞到呢個世界黑掹掹。
And then when people sin, then it becomes black.
嗱，因為耶穌個寶血，我哋就能夠得潔淨。
But because of the blood of Jesus, which is red.
當我願意接受耶穌嘅寶血嘅時候，我哋就能夠去到咩啊？咩色啊？去到白色啦，就被洁净啦。
So when we are cleansed, then you know, and when our sins are cleansed, then it becomes white. That's why there's a white bead.
然之后黄色系代表将来永远嘅盼望。
And yellow represents the hope, the eternal hope.
绿色嘅蝴蝶系代表我哋自由自在，冇罪恶捆绑喺天上嘅生命。
And the green butterfly represents our freedom.
然之后最尾最重要嗰个基础就系个十字架。
And the foundation of this all is a cross.
嗱，咁我有一次与識咗好多年啦，遇見嘅時候，佢又同我講呢樣嘢，哇咁好啊咁。
So I've known her for a while. One day I met her and she told me this idea. I was like, "Oh, this is great."
咁然之後咧，佢同我翻屋企咧，佢就話：譚牧師，嗱，我今年咧，嗱，我四月派咗46個，
and,
我五月派咗60個。
And she told me, "So Reverend Sam, I have made these crosses and I gave out like 40 some in April, 50 some in May."
原來佢有個日曆咧，寫低咧邊一日派咗幾多個。
So she has a calendar which actually marks down how many she's given out of these crosses.
Wow, amazing!
It was amazing.
佢話咧，佢有時去茶樓見到個夥計好傾啲咧，佢就攞呢個出嚟。哎，我有份禮物送俾你。
So she told me that you know sometimes even when she go to the restaurant, if she knows a waiter and you know after a few times she would give the cross to the waiter.
咁啊，第一就話，哎，等份嚟送俾你，你要唔要啊？對方多數話要嘅。
And she would start off saying that I have a gift for you. Do you want it? And people obviously would say yes.
嗱，我用兩分鐘解釋俾你聽。
And then she would go, let me spend 2 minutes and explain to you why I made this way.
解釋咗之後就送俾佢。
And she explains what we just talked about, and then she gives the gift to the waiter.
佢話佢未必一定當時立刻信耶穌。
So she said he may not accept Jesus right at that moment.
但係佢已經做咗。做主傳福音嘅責任。
But I have done my part in spreading the gospel.
佢幫我睇佢日曆嘅時候咧，哇！佢一年咧起碼派成幾百個。
And when I see her calendar, she must have given at least several hundreds every year.
我哋俾掌聲呢位即係創造天地萬物嘅神。
Let's give our hands to God behind all this.
原來神咧可以咧幫助人有感恩咧，你有智慧諗到啲行動嘅。
So God give us a thanksgiving heart, and then when we take it into action, God also give us the wisdom to do it.
所以喺新一年開始，我又鼓勵大家，你諗諗嚟緊呢一年有冇啲嘅行動你想嚟到實踐嘅咧
？So in 2019, let us all think about: is there any action we can come up with to thank God?
譬如話教會有祈禱會一年12次啫。
It may be PGC has prayer meeting 12 times a year.
你話我今年我試下嚟。三次。
So, you may decide that, hey, I want to join 3 prayer meetings this year in 2019.
为教会祈祷。
To pray for PGC.
为神的工作祈祷。
To pray for God's ministry.
得唔得？
Is that okay?
又或者想想哇其实呢在小组里面呢成日去人家家呢我都很感谢但会不会今年我又开放我家呢
Or, maybe in cell group you realize that people have been hosting home sales for a while, but you start thinking, maybe I can also host home sales.
咁啊，同老婆同老公商量下，今年咧我願意開放兩次、四次，得唔得咧
？So you talk to your wife, you talk to your husband, and you discuss, and then you agree. Hey, maybe I can host home sale for maybe 2 times this year, 4 times this year.
各位弟兄姊妹，當我哋咁樣諗嘅時候，神就會將佢嘅心意嚟到指引你嘅路。
Brother and sister, as we think about how we can thank God with action, God will guide our path.
唔單止我哋知道神嘅恩典，唔單止有行動感謝神。
Not only we realize God's grace, but not only we take action to thank God.
更加我哋有一個報恩嘅心嚟到敬拜神。
But we also need to have a submissive heart to worship God.
全心順服敬拜侍奉主。
We fully worship God and we fully submit to Him.
我们看看这段经文,
Let's read this together.
这个唯一回来的这个大麻风人, 他这样做, 我又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他, 这人是撒玛利亚人。
So let's read this together. The only leper who came back, falling down on his face at the feet of Jesus, he gave the credit to him and he was a man of Samaria.
Falling down, 俯伏,
falling down on his face.
这是一个敬拜的行动。
This is a sign of worship.
什么叫敬拜?
What is worship?
在天上, 我们知道天使是做一样东西的, 是敬拜。
We know that in heaven, the angels do one thing, and it is to worship.
但也是叫侍奉。
But it's also called serving.
今天我们有些少混淆了, 敬拜就是我讲道理坐着听。
Sometimes we get mixed up today. We think that to worship means I am preaching and you're sitting here to listen.
敬拜其实的意思就是侍奉神。
Worshipping means serving God.
我们来到敬拜神, 我们不是来听谭牧师讲道, 我们来到是侍奉神。
When we come to worship God at PGC, it doesn't mean just sitting in these seats and listening to Reverend Tam preaching. It also means serving God.
天上的天使敬拜神的时候, 就不断将荣耀归给神, 荣耀, 尊贵, 权能, 归于高人。
When the angels worship God in heaven, they give praise and they serve God.
这个叫做敬拜神。
This is called worshipping God.
是用我们的心俯伏敬拜。
It's to fall down on our face with our heart.
当然我们不是讲这个功德主义。
So we're not talking about just actions.
我们不是说我们要做多些的工作换取神给我们多些的恩典，不是这个意思。
It doesn't mean the more we serve God, the more deeds we do, the more blessing we will get.
我们不是功德主义的教条。
This is not how we look at the Bible.
如果大家想深入了解多些什么叫功德主义，不是功德主义， 就上罗马书。
If you want to understand this theology better, go read the book of Romans.
一个感恩的心，一个顺服敬拜的心，让推使我唔做呢样嘢唔得嘅。
A submissive heart, a worshipping heart, means that in our hearts we recognize that we must do this to serve God.
喺蒙古里边咧，有一啲嘅打猎嘅人咧，其实唔系一啲啊，大部分打猎嘅人咧都养一啲猎鹰嘅。
In Mongolia, most of the hunters, they would actually keep an eagle.
这些猎鹰呢,其实是需要一段时间训练呢,才能够成为这班猎人的打手。
They train, and feed and train these eagles to help them with the hunting.
这些猎鹰呢,他们被训练的期间呢,其实主人是对他们非常之好的。
When they are being trained, these eagles, when they are being trained, the owner treat them very, very well.
他们一定要做到呢,是大家是完全 大家没有戒替呢,这只鹰呢,才能够很自然地降落在他的手上。The
purpose of the training is so that the owner and the eagle become so intimate and so close to one another that the eagle would willingly land and sit on the owner's arm.
因为呢,那只鹰爪呢,如果它落来的时候呢, 它不喜欢你呢,你的手会断的。
Because the claws of the eagle, if he is not friendly to you, he can easily break your arm.
它也可以很soft,很gentle地落在你手上。
But he can also very gently, very softly land and sit on your arm.
这只鹰何时找到你痛,或者对你好不好,就是它觉得你对它好不好。
So whether the eagle choose to sit gently on your arm or break your arm depends entirely on his relationship with you.
有个故事就是讲这帮猎人一路去打猎的时候，经过长途就开始口渴。
So there's a story that these Mongolian hunters, after a long hunting trip, they become thirsty.
咁啊，见到有啲水源啦，于是乎个都涌住去咧，嚟到即系攞啲水嚟去饮。
So they found the source of water, so everybody rushed in to get water for themselves.
但正当我哋想饮嘅时候咧，其中一只佢哋好信任嘅猎鹰咧，飞埋嚟咧就拱开佢哋。
So as they rush towards this source of water, one of the eagles that they trust a lot, all of a sudden comes down and pushes them away from the source of water.
而且是一个很强烈的力度来拱开这些人，甚至乎伤害了他们少少。
And this eagle very strongly pushed them back to a point that actually hurt some of the hunters.
那些猎人开始觉得，啊，为什么这样呢？以前不是这样的。
And the hunters were thinking, what is he doing? He wasn't like that.
后来他们不理了，继续再拿水的时候。
So they go, well, okay, I don't care, I'm just going to go for the water. As they approach the water
again,
this eagle flies down and pushes them away again.
这帮猎人以为这只鹰, 变了。
The hunters thought the eagle has changed. And think this eagle is actually endangering to them. So he shot him down with an arrow.
但當射死隻鷹的時候，其中就諗，唔係平時佢唔係咁嘅喎。But
after they shut down the eagle, they started thinking, hey, the eagle doesn't usually behave like that.
點解佢有咁樣嘅舉動咧
？Why is he like that？
於是佢望下水源上邊咧，其實係個瀑布嚟嘅。So
as they trace the source of water, actually the water comes down from a waterfall.
咁其中咧有啲獵人就，我哋擒上去瀑布睇下發生咩事。So
one of the hunters said, let's climb up to the top of the hill and see what happens to that waterfall.
當佢去到 瀑布上邊嘅水嘅源頭嘅時候，佢大嚇一驚。
As they get to the peak where the water comes from the waterfall, they were surprised.
原來嗰頭條大毒蛇、大蟒蛇死咗喺嗰個水嘅上邊。
There's a big snake that has died in the water.
如果佢哋飲咗呢啲水，佢哋可能都中毒，對生命有害。
And the body of the snake has intoxicated the water, so if they drink that water, it would be toxic to them.
呢只鷹能夠飛到上天上，望到地下嘅情況。
Because the eagle can fly above the mountain and can see what's happening at the source of the water.
只鷹唔識講出嚟。
The eagle can't talk to them.
但只鷹用行動嚟保護佢嘅主人。
But with its action, he comes down, push them away to protect the owners.
今日我哋感謝神。
Today we thank God.
唔單止我哋心裏邊咁樣諗。
Not only we thank God in our hearts,
我们更加用我们的行动来表达出来,
but we actually thank Him with our deeds, with our action.
所以让我们用一个侍奉的心来开始2019年.
So in 2019, let us thank God with a worshipping heart.
我们其实教会呢,虽然不是很大,
so we're not a huge church, but we have an organization within our church.
相信大家都会看得
You probably can't see this clearly.
咁啊，呢個耶穌基督啦，唔使講啊。
So Jesus is the head of our organization.
咁我哋係教會以耶穌為首咧，跟住落嚟咧，我會有個 elder， 一個 elder board 啊，同埋教牧同工、主任牧師一同嚟到屬靈上嚟到祈禱，尋求神嘅帶領嚟到定立教會方向。
So under Jesus Christ, the council of the elders, as well as together with the pastoral staff, we pray and we seek the direction.
我哋有班中心嘅執事咧。 咁咧就嚟到執行，同埋監牧同工執行呢啲方向，讓每一個嘅委員會嚟到實踐喺唔同嘅堂會嗰度。And
we have a group of faithful executive board members. The board would take the direction from the pastoral staff as well as the council of elders, and we execute into different ministries of our church.
咁我哋特別着重咧，就係喺呢個嘅門徒訓練啊、報導嗰度咧，咁啊特別咧呢個咧，我哋經常咧都喺執事會裏邊。
And as you know, PGC focuses on discipleship, devotion, as well as and evangelism. So they would drive a lot of the ministries. Of course, we also focus on mission ministries.
亦都透過唔同嘅部門，無論係呢個communication啊，或者finance啊，嚟到讓教會咧有條理嘅嚟到運作。
And we support the church through other ministries such as communication, such as finance. We're one family.
所以在2019年開始,
so in 2019,
我鼓勵各堂會的弟兄姊妹,
I encourage brothers and sisters from all congregations,
若果你已經信了主,
if you have accepted Christ,
你知道神的恩典,
you know the grace of God,
你願意感謝主,
you want to thank God,
你用一個行動來報答主對你家庭, 對你生命上的帶領,
let's thank God with action.
你主動的,
so intentionally,
你去到不同的堂會, 你去哪個堂會裡面, 讓你的恩賜能夠發揮。
Let's use your gift in your ministry, in your congregation.
今天我要特別的來到介紹我們這個執事會。
Today I would like to spend some time to introduce our executive board to you all.
在2018年呢,我們執事會的主席就是Ronald Lin弟兄。
In 2018, the executive board chairman was Ronald.
有兩位副主席就是Wyman和Raymond,即是3R。
And we had two vice chairs, Raymond and Roy, so turns out to be 3R.
咁大家知道啦，咁咧，Ronald弟兄咧，對於呢個教育，特別加拿大教育咧，佢覺得應該係為神嚟到發聲。
As you know, Ronald has a heart for education, especially in the school board.
又係神蹟地第一次參選選到喎。
And it's a miracle. The first time that he entered the election for trustee, he was elected.
哇！俾掌聲神先就要。
Let's give our hands to God again.
咁既然神叫我哋係做鹽做光咧，咁啊汪老弟兄又有咁嘅恩賜同埋負擔咧，所以咧佢就決定咧喺明年咧佢會將佢嘅重要嘅時間咧擺喺教育委員裏邊。
As God has taught us to be salt and light in this world, after much prayer, Ron has decided to spend much of his valuable time in 2019 to do exactly that in the school trustee and in the education field in York region. So Ron, let's stand up. So on behalf of PGC, I want to thank Ron. He has been a deacon for 14 years. Has been the chairman of our board for 2.5 years. It's time for him to rest and focus on other things. We're supposed to have a term of 3 years. So let's thank Ron.
剛好自然呢,我們有2019年新的主席出來了。
Which means we need to have a new 2019 executive board chairman.
咁我哋呢,我哋請所有執事出來先,唔使香港小姐咁做個介紹。
So all the deacons please come out.
出來先,坐在台上邊。 Okay.
Come on stage.
Ron,你可以坐下低啦,今日。Ron,
you can sit there.
嗱,我想呢,講嘅時候呢,威文呢,其實就係我哋恩典福音堂呢,同我哋一起出來 來到直堂的一位領袖,
so Roy actually planted PGC from GCGC with us.
上台。
Come on here.
不用,你又要他做什麼華明做,華明2019年,真的。那有些執事今天就去了度假。
So some deacons are on vacation today.
那我們絕大部分這裡出來的那些,都是我們恩典堂一起出來見堂的。 除了Jonathan弟兄,
so most deacons here actually planted from GCGC except for Jonathan and myself.
咁我哋有亦都有兩個副主席啦。
And we have two vice chairs.
哇，你咁長進嘅。多謝。OK。咁仲有其他咧，就係Jonathan啦、Nelson啦、Alex啦。咁大家知道佢哋各人都有佢嘅侍奉嘅崗位嘅。So
everybody have their role in the ministry.
咁啊，有David 啦
，myself Derek，
啊，Cecil 啦 ，Doris 啦，Doris， 咁啊喺 宣教部啊、英文部啊同埋 communication 裏邊有侍奉。So
we all have our different roles in the ministry.
呢個團隊。And
this team
就係需要大家嚟到祈禱支持。Need
everybody to pray for us to support us.
大家都有工作，有 young family。We
all have our career. We all have our families.
咁我哋盼望喺2019年。
We hope that in 2019,
這個團隊能夠行神的心意。
In 2019, this executive board will continue to walk the direction of God,
依靠神,
to rely on God,
專心依靠神,
to wholly rely on God,
不依靠自己的聰明,
not on our own wisdom,
在所有一切的事上,
in everything we do,
都認定上帝,
we recognize God as our head,
神指引我們的路,
and He will guide us.
愿不愿意为他们祈祷啊?
Are you willing to pray for us?
我们一起起来。
Let's stand.
让我们呢,将我们的手举高一点点, 当是你成为他一个小小的祝福, 我带领大家来为这个团队来祈祷。
This team and pray together.
Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the 2019. In the beginning of the year, you have been with us for the many years. And in this beginning of the year, we would like to commit ourselves into your hand, especially our leaders, our deacons, our deaconess. Father, we just pray that your Holy Spirit will be with them. They have wisdom to make decisions according to your guidance. We pray that your protection will be with them. Protect their family, protect their career. We just pray that the unity to be with them, among them, they make all decisions with unity. 天父，我们愿主的灵来带领我们整个团队, 让这个执事会能够成为万民堂的祝福, 他们所做的决定能够同心合意, 他们所带领教会的路向能够是合乎神的心意, 让他们所行的事上都认定, 来各位带领我们,祝福我们的神。我们感恩祈祷,奉耶稣的德胜的名。We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.